Dov's not here, so. We talked last week about living outside of time. Not letting fatigue get to you, not letting a bad night of sleep, not letting, trying to make sure it's like the weather shouldn't affect you. You should be so focused on what you need to accomplish and what you are as a person, the inner identity, that the weather pattern shouldn't bother you on that to a degree, how tired you are or not. Obviously, if you're really, really tired, you got to make it up as quickly as possible, but not being a slave or a fugitive of time, but being controlling time, or at least fatigue. I want to discuss a related issue this week about how we relate to time, but less from the angle of when we're tired or not tired, but pre-climax and anti-climax. And those are two ways that they sometimes play with our experiences. We're awaiting something very, very great, and sometimes we waste our time, but we're less invested experientially until that great event happens, and we just have that waiting pattern. Sometimes an anticlimax. We had a great experience in the cooling down period, and these are moments in which our time isn't necessarily experienced as deeply and as richly and as efficiently. Those of you who are sports fans, it's known as a trap game, where you just got off of a really, really big game against the Patriots, and you won, and then the next game is against your division rival 2 games later, and now you're playing the Detroit Lions, I don't know, the 0-15 team, and just went a little good morning there. You're playing a weak team. So all of a sudden, you let your guard down. You just assume a victory. And it's an important, and I hope you're starting to realize that almost all the traits that I'm encouraging you to work on here in this room, almost all, 95%, they're just going to unlock so much of who you are as a person, even outside of the Beis Medrash. Because this challenge of trap experiences and trap time, sometimes it's pre-climactic, sometimes it's anti-climactic, really affect the way that you live your life. And do you take every minute seriously, or you divide your life into serious experiences in which you really efficiently, expeditiously employ your time, and sometimes you just let time pass and feel like you're less accomplished. You may or may not be aware. Okay, I always like ask myself, if I really had the opportunity, would I endorse this as an ideal? So you really want to challenge yourself to be honest. Don't just view things through prefabricated and socially prejudicial roles. There's a chain of yeshivas in Yerushalayim, pretty much grade schools, I think maybe even high schools, called the Zilberstein Reshet, or chain. Anyone know what they're known for? I mean, they're known for a certain type of chinuch, but Shmuel, what?
They
memorize a lot of memory.
Run every day.
They have school 364 days a year. Yom Kippur after Musaf, they go to yeshiva for two hours of learning, whatever amount of learning. Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah. You know. The only day they don't have learning is Tisha B'Av. Okay, so take a few steps, and before you rush to laugh at it and to mock it, and just assume, after all, my style of having endless vacation, even when I'm working, being on 14 different teams, and just ask yourself what it teaches you about time, that there's nothing that gets in the way of certain things that you deem extremely important. In this case, Talmud Torah is the ultimate goal. I was like wrestling in my head. What happens? There's not a Zilberstein school in my area. I don't really have that choice. I send my kids to the local schools. But what would happen if I lived next to it? Some people move next to Zilberstein schools in Yerushalayim, the old city, specifically for that reason. So on the one hand, it seems very appealing. On the other hand, I want to provide for my children a little bit more breath than that would provide, but too much breath leads to distraction, a lack of focus. Whatever, that's, you're not raising kids yet. But about how we use our time, and do we let experiences in our life shape how time influences us, or our focus on certain goals transcends the fluctuations of time and the different ways that time appears to us, that is a supremely important skill. And that is a skill you'll be called upon your entire life to exercise. You have a big event coming. I think in high school, you don't think about this sufficiently. Very often in high school, it's very boring and very humdrum, and you're waiting for the next big event. You're waiting for the game or for the debate meet or for the whatever events are happening, and sometimes time gets swallowed up in that interim waiting period. And I think this is a good week to try to focus on that. It's pre-climactic and it's anticlimactic. It's pre-climactic because next week the intensity is really going to surge with Slichos and pre-Rosh Hashanah. And you'll feel it in the air. You'll feel that when that Slichos begins, you're already in Rosh Hashanah mode. And to a degree for you guys, it's anticlimactic. The first 2 weeks had a lot of excitement, had a lot of orientation. Everything felt new. It's wearing off a little bit. Now it's It's more of a routine. There's really nothing this week that's going to be dramatically different than the last week. Or maybe I think we're going to take a trip to the Gush. But again, it's going to be more or less hour-by-hour opportunities to learn daven. Nothing really that dramatically new. So there's a tendency to let your guard down, to just take it easy a little bit. See if you can check that and not fall into any ruts. Obviously, people are people. You're tired. You want to gain your sleep. You need some time out of the base medrash. But if you see yourself falling into a rut, then it could be that you still are more dependent upon time and the electricity of excitement to trigger your experiences. And when time doesn't have either of those elements and you're in between these gaps, it's harder for you to really draw upon inner conviction to say independent of time. And the recurring theme is, I want you guys to exist outside of time. That's what great people do, and that's what eternity is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't live within time, all of us beyond time. So we're put into this world, and it's obviously you have to live with the body, and that body exerts certain pressures, and you want to try to surpass those pressures. But there's also something called time, which shapes your life and your biorhythm, and you should. You have to be part of time to wake up in the right day and do what's time appropriate, mitzvah man grama. But if you're too tyrannized by time or too suppressed by time, it can start to really eat away at your experience. You just do what you have to do, regardless of what the clock says, regardless of what the weather looks like, regardless of how tired you are or not. You're stronger than that. You're not looking at your watch. You're not concerned with what the dial says. Okay? So just think about that this week. You know, how much are you using your time appropriately, or you're letting time shape your experiences? Okay? Mekaros, next sugya, Masna, Masha, Kasav, Batara. Again, more or less straightforward. It's not as simple as Yev Shalakaimo, but it's not as networked as Gushin Chosmi Ploni. It's Masna, Masha, Kasav, Batara. There you go. Mekaros, Shir will be tomorrow at 8:40-ish whenever we're finished from Daphne. Okay? Not so much. Not a little bit, but it's more of a global topic, but without the tentacles reaching everywhere as a signification of the people. Okay?